Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
We go to Las Vegas, Cindy Perlman-Gaber with entertainment news and the new Yellowstone spinoff. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. And all we can say is Montana, been there, done that. The new Yellowstone spinoff released a trailer yesterday, sort of shocking everyone. Rip and Beth no longer live in Montana. They've moved to East Texas, which this is news to me. And great trailer, though. We find Beth and Rip up to their old tricks in South Texas. They have a 7,000-acre new ranch. And first day, Rip finds a dead body buried on the ranch. You know how that goes. And we see some brutal fistfights, a murder, an explosion, and then Beth greets the cops with a gun in her hand. And best of all, Ed Harris and Annette Bening show up. I believe they're the couple next door. They're the one with the legacy ranch. And Rip and Beth are the newcomers. And you see Annette Bening having a glass of wine with Beth, and you know it ain't good. Annette Bening looks like she could kill someone. And Beth makes a big speech that a legacy is a beautiful thing, but only if you survive. So this looks pretty good.
I can't keep up with all the Yellowstone spinoffs. It's called Dutton Ranch, right?
This is the one, though. This is really the sequel to Yellowstone. This is going to feel like Yellowstone. It's the same characters. And now they're even saying they might do a crossover episode with Luke Grimes, who's on Marshalls on CBS. So we will have Casey coming home. And then, of course, there's Rip and Beth's adopted son, Carter. Now he's about 20 years old. So we'll see what's up with him.
All right. We'll try to keep up with that. Harry Potter news today. What can you tell us?
You know, there's a new Albus Dumbledore in town, the head of Hogwarts. And it's John Lithgow, which I think is really inspired casting. He's got such a sweet face. He's a sweet guy. He joins Michael Gambon, who played Dumbledore, who passed away. And the thing is, though, he was a little bit hesitant about taking this. J.K. Rowling's made some of her political views known over the years. It's alienated a lot of friends. And Lithgow said he thought, I don't know, maybe I should not do this. But he decided to do it after all, because he went back, read the books, and said, clearly, the books are on, quote, the side of angels. They're against intolerance and bigotry. So he's going to join as Dumbledore. This is going to be on HBO. It's going to be 7 seasons they committed to, 1 season per book. And here's a little scoop. Instead of regular Voldemort, they're thinking of Cynthia Erivo as Lady Voldemort. That's kind of a cool twist, too.
Next year, people will be watching that. We've loved Hacks, and they're going to do 1 more season. Is that it?
That was a rumor, but it's true. A trailer dropped for Hacks yesterday, too, and it makes it clear it's the final season. And it's a funny trailer. It starts with all these fans at Deborah's Gate in Las Vegas, and they're putting flowers down. And they're weeping because there's news on the internet that she died. And then she pulls up in her car and she gets out and they think they've seen this ghost or something. So the fans go from crying to screaming, which is pretty funny. And it is the last stand, though. She signed a contract with the network. Remember, she was on the late night show. Now she's not even allowed to do stand up or tell a joke, she said, or she can go to jail. It violates her contract. So here's Deborah, unable to perform. She's got Ava, Hannah Einbinder, with her, and they're both like, we don't care. Let's just take the chance. You can't stay off stage.
The last 10 episodes of Hacks premiering in April. We have good health news for a change about Celine Dion. What's going on?
This is great news. About 2 weeks ago in Paris, these signs started going up with song lyrics. My Heart Will Go On is the one that got everyone really excited. And it was Celine Dion and her people who did this to not so quietly announce through these posters that she's going to do a series of concerts in Paris this fall, if there was ever a great reason to go to Paris. And, you know, Celine's been suffering from something called stiff person syndrome, but she lives here in Vegas, and she's said many times she was determined. Her quote was, I miss the stage so much. If I can't run there, I'll walk there, I'll crawl there. I won't stop. I'll never let anything stop me. And she is in good health now, so she's going to do weekends in Paris at a 40,000-seat venue, in case anybody wants to hop over there. But hopefully this will extend to the U.S., tourists, or at least even a residency in Vegas again.
Yeah, good news. And the prequel of, no, it's a sequel, The Devil Wears Prada, coming soon. What can you tell us about it?
You know, Miranda Priestly, the famous editor in The Devil Wears Prada, she always tells everyone, that's all, to get rid of them. But it's not all for Meryl Streep, who's got a big, big heart. And very quietly, without a lot of fanfare, Meryl insisted that the costumes, which are so gorgeous from the first movie, were auctioned off for breast cancer research, and which is a lovely thing to do, except two pieces are still with the actors. Anne Hathaway purchased back an iconic green dress that she wore in the movie, and it makes me happy to know that Meryl has those sunglasses. You know how she can flick those sunglasses on and give you kind of that evil side eye? Well, yeah. she bought those back because she was like, this is something I need in my real life, because we all need those sunglasses, don't we, Bob?
Yeah, all I know is we like that movie, and people will be looking forward to the sequel coming May 1st. And in Las Vegas, with our report, it's Cindy Perlman-Gaber. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Bob.